from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. A white Oklahoma police officer has now been charged with first-degree manslaughter in the shooting death of an unarmed African-American man. It comes after a second night of violent protests broke out in Charlotte, North Carolina, Wednesday. There are protests again this evening. It all follows a controversial shooting in which another African-American man was killed a day before by a black police officer. As tensions flare, law enforcement agencies are trying to find ways to reduce the unnecessary violence during street encounters. VOA's Carolyn Prasuti reports.
With the increased spotlight on police actions, some departments are making changes. Virginia's largest police jurisdiction, Fairfax County, this week hired an auditor to monitor investigations into police use of force. We spoke with Board of Supervisors Chair Sharon Bulova via Skype.
We're providing some additional insurance to make sure that when an incident happens in Fairfax County, that we are really addressing things in an honest way.
After several shootings involving police, the Dallas, Texas Police Department increased training from once every 2 years to once every 2 months. Other departments require police to wear body cameras to increase transparency. Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News, Washington.
Investigators haven't been able to question a man charged with setting off bombs in New York and New Jersey because he is too severely injured from a shootout with police. Ahmad Rahami, an Afghan-born U.S. citizen, has been unconscious and intubated for much of the time since undergoing surgery. Police say the 28-year-old planned the explosions for months. This is VOA. A war of words is escalating between the U.S. and Syria, as White House spokesman Josh Earnest says it differentiates between the unintentional mishap Saturday when the U.S. military killed troops from the Syrian military and what he says has been a standard warfare since the Syrian civil war began.
President Assad is somebody who has contributed greatly to violence, chaos, and bloodshed in his country.
But Syrian President Bashar Assad says U.S. airstrikes on Syrian troops in the country's east were definitely intentional and blamed the U.S. for the collapse of a ceasefire deal brokered with Russia. In an interview with the Associated Press, Assad said the war now is in its sixth year and is likely to drag on because of what he says is continued external support for his opponents.
I would say whatever the American officials said about the conflict in Syria in general has no credibility. Whatever they say, it just lies and bubbles has no foundation on the ground.
The Syrian president rejected accusations that Syria or Russian planes struck an aid convoy in Aleppo and denied that his troops are preventing food from entering the rebel-held part of the city. Computer hackers swiped personal information from at least 500 million Yahoo accounts in what is believed to be the biggest digital break-in at an email provider. The massive security breakdown disclosed Thursday poses new headaches for beleaguered Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer as she scrambles to close a $4.8 billion sale to Verizon. The breach dates back to late 2014, raising questions about the checks and balances with Yahoo, a fallen internet star that's been laying off staff and trimming expenses to counter a steep drop in revenue for the past 8 years. At the time of the break-in, Yahoo's security team was led by Alex Stamos, a respected industry executive who left late last year to take a similar job at Facebook. The Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture opens to the public this Saturday in Washington. The new museum is designed to take visitors through African American history in the U.S., from slavery on the lower level to a reproduction of Oprah Winfrey's television set upstairs and artifacts from President Obama's first presidential campaign. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.